Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez, known as the Invisible Gardener. This is my second day going into a video format. I'm probably going to screw it up really, really badly, but I'm learning. That's how you're going to learn. It's just going to get better. Wait till you see what happens. Okay. Well, this may take... There you go. I call this a commercial for you folks out there that are watching the video. You'll see the music and everything I put up there. For you folks that are listening in, you'll just hear the audio part. If you haven't figured how they got here, I don't know how you got here then, because you must have gone to the website. Normally, either you go to BBS Radio or you go to my website and you just follow the radio show links. If you got a question, call me. That's what it's all about. No matter what I got going on here, I will stop the show for you. I recognize the songs as one of my songs. I only do my songs, I'm very prejudiced. Over 900 now. Sorry. I'll fix it. It says 500 video clicks now. I drew that. That's not a real garden, okay? It's just a magical garden that I put together for you guys. Okay. That's the... Basically, if you're using Zoom, you get to see all the cool videos. I have over, like I said, 900 videos up on YouTube. And let's see what this one is. That's my business card. I already did that one. So I'm going to put this one over here. I bring this one up over here. See, I'm figuring it out. Ideally, what I need to do is, I need to have other people who are doing this for me, right? So, I'm getting a crew together. I'm not sure if anybody's gotten on yet. There's maybe I don't even know how to do this. Let's see. Oh, I see. There's my face up there hidden in the background there. So how do I do this? I moved that over there. Okay, so I moved this one over here. Is there anybody else online? Because I thought there would be a couple other people. But, you know, I'm always disappointed when people say they're going to come on and then they don't come on and then leave me here all alone, you know. From guest speaker to everyone, not yet. It says not yet. Oh, I have this amazing thing in my head. Anyway, here. This is a show I started. It has to do with a farm I worked on for the summertime. So if you're listening, it's basically my drone pilot taking a cruise around the farm. Did the farm last year during the summertime. If you all have anybody out there has a lot of money and wants to buy me a farm, I would like to have a farm, please. My own farm, okay? Get it. Sorry. I shouldn't ask for a lot of money, I guess. Isn't that cool? And that's not the best way to grow is in the ground, by the way. It looks good. It's easy. It's cheaper for sure. You can grow 10 times more if you use raised beds. If you put raised beds all on that farm there, you could have like 100 raised beds, 10 times as much food. I love the helicopter blade, don't you? Yeah, there you go. So everything got burned is in the process of being restored. So I figure that the best way to really utilize this, right, is to do the videos, because I can do the videos and you can watch it. So it's like being there, you know. And I've been doing this for quite a long time. And when I do the radio show, I can't really show you stuff. So one of the things I wanted to show you today, and I don't have it quite together, is how to use what a refractometer is and how to use one. So I figure I'm going to do, and I think I may have the one of my engineers. One of my, I have an engineer, yeah, he's supposed to be, he's already there, but I'm talking about the cameraman who's going to be shooting. We're going to be shooting a bunch of videos every week, and the first one I'm going to do is, this is what a refractometer is. I'm going to show you a couple of different models I have, because I can show you this little camera here, you're not going to see nothing. It's much better if I make a video of it. So I'm going to get a video on how to, let's see what I wrote down here. I wrote down.
Bella on line two.
Somebody's on line two. Oh, Bella, can I have you see her picture anywhere? Where's her picture at? I need a picture of her somewhere. Don't I get a video of her? She's not on video. Bella, you don't have a camcorder there? Come on, girl.
Mr. Lopez.
You don't have a camcorder on? Are you shy? Is that it?
I suppose so.
Oh, really? So here, the best part, this lady here is supposed to be my co-host. So I'm not, now I'm going to have an invisible co-host. Wait, so, you know, the best part is that they don't have to just see my face all the time. They can look at the other, oh, who's that lady that looks like Jane Fonda? Now you're hiding. Come on, you have a camera on your, where is you? Are you on your cell phone?
I'm not. I'm on the house line.
You're on the house phone line. Well, you're going to have to, you have a computer, don't you, girl?
I do.
So why don't you just hang up, go over to the computer, turn it back on again, click on the Zoom thing, and you'll get your picture up here, your video, and we can do the show, okay?
I'm not quite there yet, Mr. Lopez. One day I will be, maybe next week or the week after.
Oh, God. All right.
Let me just do audio.
All right, fine. How's everything going?
Good. I have a couple of questions.
Oh, dear. Question. Wait a second.
A question.
Okay, go ahead. I'm fine. Go ahead.
If I don't have a single worm in my property, does that mean that my dirt is dead?
Well, for starters, dirt is what you sweep out your house. So the worms will not live in the dirt.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. My soil.
Right. It definitely means, look, it's so dead the poor worm can burrow through it. You know, worms normally go, okay, dig. So, you know, if it's really super hard and rocky, and then the worm says, okay, I'm out of here, right?
Right.
Right, because normally you have a lot of worms, they're burrowing all over the place, and they leave what's called earthworm castings. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a poo-poo of the earthworm. So they eat it. It goes through their body and comes out the other end as a nutritional. It's actually the best compost, right? The Mother Nature, one of the ways Mother Nature makes compost.
Right. So how do I get worms if I don't have any worms?
How do you get worms if you have? Well, you can try eating bad food. You know, if you get something like you get meat that's been sitting around for a while on the ground, you're going to get lots of worm, honey. You can get lots of worms. That's not what you meant, right? No?
No.
You didn't mean that. Okay. Well, see, there are lots of different ways. Way normally people do, right? Normal, they would order worms off the internet. There's lots of different companies. Peaceful Valley Farm and Garden Supply, for example, they sell worms.
And,
right. And there are also other easy way to do it. A lot of times, so when I started doing the worm things, I would go to the... there's a place that will say fish bait, right?
Right.
And they have worms. And that,
right. There's one on PCH.
Right. That works to a certain extent depending upon the kind of worms that they have. But I've learned over the thousands and thousands of years of experience that the best type of worms are called African red wigglers.
Oh.
So what you do is you go on to you Google after how can I buy African red wigglers, or it's just something like African red wigglers for my garden, and you'll find that you can get it from Amazon. I bet you can get it off of Amazon. I know you can get it off of eBay, and there are lots of different companies. There's one company I didn't see. If you had told me you were going to call, because that's why I used to tell people, look, if you're going to talk to me, right, you're welcome to call, but it would be much better if you email, say, Andy, I am going to talk to you Saturday. I'm going to talk to you about this and this and that. And then I can sort of prepare a little bit, you know.
Gotcha.
There's a company that actually has a worm newsletter. It's a newsletter produced by this company that sells worms, but they also do tea, because you can make an excellent tea from it. And they do everything that has to do with worm culture, right? Vermiculture is what it's called, right? And they
actually get these online. Okay.
Yeah, and they sell these amazing African red wigglers. These are massive, big worms. You can almost, the birds will go nuts with it. That's the biggest problem is the birds go, oh, look at the size of that worm. Holy. Right?
Right.
So you have to really, I have a feeling you're going to buy the worms just to dig a hole and put them in the ground, aren't you?
Well, what would I do? Yes, that is what I would do.
No, that's not. The worms would be, the birds would be watching you. Okay, she's gone now. And you come back, what happened to my worms? So what you do is you literally make a home for them. So what you do is you find a spot that's not like really super hot, maybe a bright area with, it gets some sun, so that during the day it has a tendency to warm up a little bit, but not right in the middle where it's like, you're gonna fry the worms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is, there are lots of different ways you can do it depending on how creative you are. Because lately I've been running into, well, I ran into, and I didn't run into it. He hired me as a customer. I mean, for, you know, mommy. Who are you and what were we talking about?
Worms.
Oh, worms, right. So then, he's from Israel. He hired me to come. He said, I have a problem with this tree. I just bought this place. I want to really make it work, everything work and natural and all this stuff. And I heard you were like good at this. So I went there, and every time I would tell him to do one thing, he would just take it and run with it and be like, holy cow, look what you did. You know, so that there are people that way that have this just the energy to. So anybody out there, You know, this is just a starting point, because you can just from there build whatever, any way you want to, as long as it works, right? You know? Anyway, the point is that you basically build a little box for it to live in. And you have to dig a hole, right?
Okay.
You have to dig a hole, not a massive hole. It could be like maybe 2 feet wide, 1 feet, 2 feet, right? 2 feet wide, maybe 2 feet deep. So it's a little hole, right? In there, you want to put, what I would do, and again, people can do it differently. You can make it out of rocks. You can make it. So this is what I would do, is I would get a wooden crate.
Mm-hmm.
A wooden crate. You know, it's not a big, giant thing. A wooden crate is about, what, a foot and a half square, right? You know, mm-hmm. wooden, one side's open so you can put stuff in it.
Right.
Right. Okay, so I would put that down into that ground where the opening on the top, right? So gotcha. It should fit not only down into the hole, but it should be a little bit deeper into the hole, right?
Right, right, okay.
So then, so what you do is you take the box back out, so make sure you just take it in to make sure it fits. Take the box back out, so what you have to do is you get the newspaper. Take newspaper, you slice them up into mm-hmm. strips, right? A whole bunch of newspaper strips, right?
Yep.
And then you crush them all up, you put them down, right?
Okay.
Okay, and then you take some, ideally, because the soil is so bad, the clay soil is really bad, you know what, you want to be adding some decent soil. So there are a couple of different ways you could do that. You can buy some organic potting soil, which is, no, that's us awful. It's not potting soil, because you get in potting soil, the worms can't eat the perlite or vermiculite they kill.
I ate the soil and I can't breathe.
You know, you want just regular soil, so... If you know somebody that has compost, compost in the store is awful. You know, you can't buy that unless, you happen to know somebody that makes compost, right?
I happen to, yeah.
Yeah, you know somebody that makes compost. So that's what I would do. I would say, I want some of your compost and make sure it's already done. I don't want it too rich, you know, too ripe.
Moist,
you know,
or wet.
Yeah, right. You want it, you know what I mean, too raw. You want it already, already done. But that's take that, you sprinkle the compost on top of the paper, you spray, put some paper down, sprinkle compost on top, make it a couple of different layers so that it's there. You can even add some coffee grinds to it, would be really good, right? You can also add some types of, it depends, if you eat organic food and, you know, you have lettuce and, you mm-hmm. know, things like that, you can sprinkle it. You can even put egg shells in there. You can put, like I said, coffee grinds will go in there. So basically, you're making a mixture of compost, paper, and other types of food that they can eat. Mm-hmm. All those things I mentioned,
then
they
you just
really
dump
like.
All the worms together, or do you have to separate them layer by layer or anything?
No. So all you have to do is you do that. You do that already. And then you put your box down and you finish filling it all the way around. The box, not inside the box, all the way around the box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then what you want to also do is make some kind of top that you can put over the whole thing and maybe mush some dirt around or something. So you could do the same thing with, so ideally, again, there's a different ways to put a top on it, right? You know, you can actually take another crate, take it apart and turn it into a top, or you can take it off, put it on. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you want to do. So what you want to do is inside of that home that the worms are going to live in, a lot of times when you buy the worms, they already come in a really nice environment for them to grow in.
Oh, okay.
You got it, right? You don't have to do anything. I was just buying enough worms. So mm-hmm. probably 1 pound is not enough. I would go with a 5 pound route, okay?
Gotcha.
5 pounds of African red wrigglers would probably cost you under $100, I would think. I haven't bought them in a while. I don't think they cost like $49.95. I think they're $19.95 for a certain amount of the red wrigglers. Then you got to pay shipping. But if you get 5 pounds, I bet you it's under maybe $49.95, something like that, for 5 pounds of African red wrigglers. And so what you're going to do is you're going to put them into the box. And you also have to, I forgot that when you do the paper and the layering, you want to sprinkle some water on it, get it moist, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, the other thing is that I found, this from experience, is that, okay, So I know who you are, and I know where you live, lady, right?
Yes.
Right, so you know that clay soil doesn't drain very well.
No.
So imagine if it rains and this thing is in there. What do you think will happen?
They'll flood.
Yeah, they'll flood. Because the water doesn't seem to go anywhere. So you have to, when you dig that into the, you know, because your soil is really heavy-duty clay. So ideally, I would start the worm farm somewhere in an area where the soil seems to have some kind of nice drainage to it. Usually it's
right. Okay. There's a spot. I know.
Yeah. You,
I have one more question.
Okay.
I don't want to take up your whole show. My neighbor just decided to put AstroTurf as her lawn in the backyard.
No way.
She's right next to me. Now, is that going to create mold in the earth, or is that going to kill all the good microbes that are in the soil by putting this layer of fake turf on top of the ground?
I would say everybody who's living there would just move out. And after a while, you have a hard clay thing there. It won't take water. Nothing will live there. It'll just bake. So what happens is when it rains, it'll soak in a little bit, and then the heat will come and bake it. And you'll have this what's called a hard pan. And it's fine if, you know, you're doing AstroTurf and you have it covered. The water is just run off to the side or down the road or whatever, you know, and nothing will grow there.
Mm-hmm.
But not good if you have plants and stuff all the way around or trees, because eventually the hard pan will cover everything back there. And then when it rains or you want to water, you're not – and the plants will die because they won't get water, they won't get air, they won't get any nutrition. You know, there's a big – it's called hard pan because it's like you know what happens? You get clay, you have a little water, put it in the oven, you bake it, right? What do you get?
Right, hard clay.
You get porcelain.
Oh, you get,
right.
Oh, wow. So
right.
The plants around the turf will suffer by putting this
right. Slowly
3,000 square foot patch of.
And if there's a tree around it, any roots that are under that AstroTurf will also suffer.
Right. Okay,
and I know,
but no mold will grow, will it?
What? Oh,
mold?
There all kinds of things will grow under there.
Ooh.
It depends, it depends on the variety of factors. First of all, you know, of course, if it's, you have so many kinds of rains and stuff like that. But really what happens is that if you're watering your plants anywhere around it, guess where the water is going to go? It's just going to go and sit on top. It's going to run along the top of that surface area, but below the AstroTurf. And if it depends on the heat, it makes it dry. You know, if it gets really hot, it makes it dry right off. But if it doesn't get really hot, like you have a semi-normal day, maybe foggy, the odds are the water is going to stay under there for a while and long enough to have, you know, whatever nice things wants to grow under there.
Okay. I'll let her know. I'm going to approach that gently, though.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I love your show. It's wonderful that this exists, and I'm going to make sure to listen more often and become a member and all that jazz.
You said you were going to be the co-host of my show, and that you were going to stay here and listen to the whole thing, and you weren't going to. You were supposed to be on the camera.
Well, okay.
I mean, you know, I think it'd be very good to have, you know, somebody else speaking out here for once. What does everybody think? I don't know. I mean, nobody seems to, you know, you're not the only one that's supposed to be calling today. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I know who they are and I know where they live. So I'm going to go visit them. I'm going to throw egg on their car. I got a list of stuff. I'm making a list right now. Says throw eggs.
Oh, I won't get eggs.
I'm going to do the bag of poop. Bag of poop. Bag of poop. Boy, I know where they live, too. It's like, you know, I know where all these guys live. They have no excuse unless they're just listening. They're saying, no, I'm not doing the video. Because I understand, you know, it's a different thing. If you have a computer or the phone, and you don't have this particular Zoom thing, you say, I'm not going to download that so I can see it, watch this thing, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I'll do Zoom next time. I've got Zoom.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, well, enjoy your afternoon. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, so you can call. Maybe I should push that record button. I should have done it a long time ago, but I'm already... I'm already getting recorded. So you can call and talk, because that's what it's really all about, you know? And then otherwise, I just go about doing my thing here, I guess. I'll just put this up here for now and let's see what happens, right? That's my book. So the book's available anywhere books are sold. That makes it real easy, doesn't it? Okay, let's see what this next one is. That's not that one. We'll do this one. I like this one. Okay, here you go, guys. Boys and girls.
Hi, this is Andy Lopez, Invisible Gardener. Let me show you what we're feeding these trees today. It's called rock dust. So we have azomite, and it's called garden pearls, but it's really called gypsum, as well as a variety of other stuff, which I have already blended before I got here. Oak tree, we sprinkle it lightly around the base of the oak tree, we put it around everywhere on the property. This is the time of the year for it. Here I am looking to make sure we don't have any bark beetles. You always want to do inspections. These trees are getting fed of the rock dust blend. There's several different types of rock dust which I blend together, as well as of other varieties, sources of minerals. And you want to also add the microbial life to it. So everybody here is getting it. Totally 100% organic property. The late fall, spring is one of the best times to apply the rock dust blend. You want to get a blend so that you have a wide variety of trace minerals. As you can see, the oak trees are doing wonderful. We have to make sure the gardeners don't overwater. It's always a problem. This one here, for example, was getting overwatered because the plants above it. If we put it on the lawn, the rock dust on the lawn, I like to use the pelletized version. It makes it easier to apply, and it does break down really nice. As you see, it works really well on the lawns. It works really well on your roses, your fruit trees. And anything you apply now will be available in the spring. So you'll have to go through the winter time to start to break down. Some of the things will be available in the spring, some more in the summertime. It takes a good year for it to break down, provided you have the natural bacteria and the microbial life needed for that. These are also some pines, lovelies, and various different types of trees out here. As long as they don't get overwatered and have their microbial mixture to them, you can see it works. You'll love it. Okay, so here's some more trees that I fertilized with my organic rock dust mixture. These are some trees here. You see the pine trees. And they're all doing really well. Just have to make sure that they don't get all the water. Okay, so that's it for today. I'll be back again. Happy growing organic. Bye now.
Okay. I sounded like I was a little drunk that day, wasn't I? Okay, everybody be going now. It's everybody just, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk to me, feel free. I know that you're probably saying, well, I don't want to interfere with this show, right? And the show is what you guys, the show is really all about you, you know, so that's what it's all about, really. Oh, stop it. Right? Otherwise, I could just keep doing this stuff because I have over 900 videos on YouTube. And so I'm going to be showing some of those. I'm also going to be doing a whole bunch of new videos. Like I said, the first thing I'm going to do is how to, it's going to be a how to, you know, it's all a how to, but this is going to be how to use a refractometer, you know, how to buy a refractometer, how much to pay for it, where to get it from. Because a lot of people are really interested in a refractometer. We're going to have a special show on bricks. And I'm probably, as soon as I get some help here, because I got a new assistant, we have to get some guests on here, because there's lots of people I know that can talk about bricks and talk about refractometer. You know, there's always people out there that share their knowledge. I'm not the only one that knows this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't have the time to be contacting these people. So there's and lots of companies that actually do different types of lab work using a refractometer, which would also be cool to talk to about, you know. And there's lots of people in the agricultural business that uses our refractometers just like I do. I'm not the only one making this stuff up. So this is my Andy the Eco Cat. You're going to be hearing from him quite regularly. And there's also the Andy the Eco Dog. And I have the dragon. The dragon is not allowed to be on too often because he ate most of the cats and the dogs. I don't know what to say. Here we go.
Oh yeah. My goodness, what a lovely day today. All the rain. Oh, butterfly. With a butterfly. Another butterfly. I like butterflies. Oh, look at that bird. Oh, what was that? Oh. There you are. Oh, hi there. This is Andy Eco Cat. How are we doing today? Yeah. So I lost my focus here. So we're going to just go ahead and work on this for a little bit before so I can get together. I have to do a little minor tuning. I think over here I got to put the sound up a little more. How's that? Oh. Anyway, being serious. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about climate change and my insights on a few things that are going on. You all know that, you know, we're saying basically that the Earth is getting more and more hotter because of the carbon in the air. And lately we've been changing we used to say global warming, now it's climate change. Yes, it is getting hotter, and it's also getting colder. And that's true. The winters are going to be colder, and the summers are going to be hotter. When it gets really, really hot, you have this melting effect, right? You have the glaciers. Just recently, I read in the paper where the world's largest glaciers just got formed off the coast of Antarctica. A big shelf just broke off. That's the largest glacier ever to be on the planet in millions of years. And they're saying, let's see what happens when it melts. Now, you know, glaciers are fresh water. Same thing in the Arctic. They're fresh Arctic. They're fresh water. So I've been saying for years what the problem is and how it's going to evolve, right? So I talk about a lot. I tell people that the Gulf Stream is what controls our weather, our change in climate from winter, spring, summer, and fall. Also with the tilt of the Earth and a bunch of other things, but that's the main thing that governs the cycle. In the past, the way it's happened, we've had ice age, and we've had a warming period. Actually, we've had a warming period first, followed by the ice age. The last time, when I mentioned this before, and again, I'm sorry if I repeat myself, there's lots of new people listening, so I always want to be clear what I talk about. The last global warming period was called the medieval warming period. That lasted for about 500 years. It was around 1300s. The last ice age was called the Little Ice Age. And that lasted approximately another 500 years. Now, and that happened mainly because in Europe, people were moving, you know, were expanding. Europe was developing, so they were building more cities, cutting down more forests, making roads, and that's pretty much, you know, around the world there was, you know, in China and other places some type of development. Also, so that alone increased the carbon dioxide levels to where it warmed up more because there were less trees to suck in the carbon dioxide that normally are produced by a variety of different things, not just man. And then that was followed by the ice age, because we always have an ice age followed by a warming period. The reason is real simple. Warming period melts ice. More water in the air, more water in the ocean, fresh water. So you have more water in the air. When wintertime comes along, it's going to have a very different winter. It's going to be colder, and maybe eventually as you get more and more water, it will get colder and colder longer and longer. So right now what we're having is a unique problem that hasn't been around in a long time, because it took the Earth millions of years to transfer the methane, which used to be a methane environment, into an oxygen environment. Part of that was the way that the methane ended up in the permafrost. Okay, and also the carbon is too. So what we're doing now is, you know, by destroying the topsoil, by our methods of farming, by our use of coal, by our use of putting more carbon and more methane in the air than ever before, of course, it's getting warmer. And in the past, we've talked about CO2 levels. And you're going to start hearing about methane levels. Because past 4 or 5 years, scientists were saying, well, we have a CO2 problem, but it looks like we may have a methane problem too, because the Arctic is now emitting methane, patches of methane coming up through the permafrost, and the melting of the permafrost is releasing the methane. And recently they started saying, well, look, there's other areas, just as soon as last year, guess what? Methane is coming out of the ocean off the coast from California to Oregon. Different patches of methane are coming up. The last time that happened was 400 million years ago. 400 million years ago. And the water level was 30 feet higher. Now, the conditions may be right in the future for it to convert, you know, to go back to an oxygen level. One of the things that helped was we had bacteria at that time covering the earth all over the place that ate methane and gave off oxygen. Gee, now there are only a few patches left on the planet, but scientists have figured out how to reproduce it. So anyway, the problem we have now is that humans and all living things cannot breathe methane any more than they can breathe carbon dioxide. But methane is even worse. Methane will kill all living things on the planet. So what we have to do, here's the solution, and of course scientists said 20 years before there's too much methane and carbon dioxide in the air for human beings to live. Now they're saying 13. And they're saying every year there seems to be more and more methane, more and more carbon dioxide. Methane is 40 times more heat producing than carbon dioxide is. So here are some solutions, very simple. First, we have to stop doing what is wrong. If your hands hurt from sticking it in the fire, it will only start to heal if you stop putting it in the fire. Silly, huh? You have to stop cutting down trees. You have to stop destroying the topsoil. You have to stop polluting the ocean. You have to stop putting plastic in the ocean and the soil and our food. You have to stop polluting with all these chemicals. You have to stop using fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, genetically engineered products which have chemicals in them. You have to stop using all this type of medicine that we are polluting and all this type of radiation we are polluting. Those are things we are going to have to stop. Stop using coal, stop using nuclear power. Think about what, you know, being regenerative. What I mean to say is think about being sustainable when something regenerates itself. So we have to start planting trees, start cleaning the ocean, start cleaning the air, start cleaning the water. We need to protect the environment. These are very, very basic, simple things that we need to do. mean, to work as an intelligent being on the planet, I recently wrote an article that basically said, we are not the most intelligent being on this planet, mycelium is. But we are fairly intelligent enough to come up with solutions to these problems. We can figure out a way to convert CO2 and methane into oxygen. We can. So we can still do this. We must stop fighting each other and work together. So that's my message for today. I'm going to be having a new message every week. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Go to my website, invisiblegardener.com, and in the top corner you will see where it says EcoCap. Bye.
So that's a song I wrote called Last Person on Earth. So I think, oh yeah, we still got some more time.
Oh yeah. So, here we are. I got to look straight that way, don't I? I should do that more often, look straight into the camera. They always tell me, you're not looking straight into the camera. So let's just try this one. I hope I'm giving you guys some good information here. Here you go.
So that's good. That means the mycelium is growing underneath here. So this is mycelium. Can we take over? I'll show you. That's the mycelium.
This is mycelium. See? It's growing right under here off the wood part. Mycelium. Okay? So that's what we want to encourage to grow. Okay. Thank you.
This is what we want growing here. See, this is mycelium. This is mycelium. And we want to encourage more of this to grow. Okay? Here I am.
Thank you.
Fox Bond. This one casting Zach Bono. Zach Farm. This one's called Fox Farm. It has a couple of spores, cycling peacocks, Pacific Miller, Peacock Fishing Motion, Tasmail, Shrimpmail, Earthstone Casting, Candy Roll, Paralyzed, Fossilized, Zach Bono, Brandon Duck, Weekly Tasmail, Arsene Jones.
those of you folks that are just listening to the audio and you're wondering what the heck's going on, this is just me at work at one of my customers' places. And I go to, I've been going here for about 10 years, and I just apply the rock dust and various different types of blends to the soil, different kind of things throughout the year. And I'm very open to telling you all the secrets. So I'm gonna stop that one, because you're not gonna really just, there's nothing there going on if you can't hear it, you can't see it, you know. So I'll try to place something that's a little bit more. Well, I guess we're done there for a moment. That's all the ones I've had to show today, and so next week, let me just see if I can get this straight here. I'm over here. I'm looking right. Okay, so maybe I can just do this right. Right. It doesn't really need to. I don't know what to do here now. This is more share screens. Leave. No, I'm not leaving anywhere. Okay, fine. Anyway, next week. Somewhere along the line this week coming up, I'm going to be doing a video on how to use a refractometer. I'm going to show you the current refractometers that I have here. I got four refractometers. One's a $10,000 refractometer, and the cheapest one is $35. You don't have to get the $10,000 one. I didn't buy it either. It was given to me by the company that produced it, because I was smart enough to get them on my radio show a long time ago. So I'll go as to what they are, how do you know what to look for if you're going to go buy a refractometer? You have no idea. There's so many different models out there and stuff. What I probably could do too, and it's just I can also just do something like this. Let me see if you guys are going to be seeing it here. Let me see. I think I'll just go. Let me see if I do this right. So I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to go to let's see, what was I going to do? Okay, so I'm going to go to eBay. So let me just show you, and I'm going to write it down here, refractometer. You all should be able to see me doing this, and if you all are not, you only have a few minutes before the show is over with anyway, but it's my show, I can do whatever I want to. See, refractometer comes right up, right? Refractometer. So here's a variety of refractometers. This is $16, and it looks just like the one for quine concentration. That would probably be a good one right there. And this is another refractometer. It's 31-in-1 honey refractometer. Now, that's not the one you want, because you see it's 58-90% bricks. But that would be useless for you, because the honey is not what you're measuring anyway. This will be measuring wine, because wine is very similar to what you need in a tree. So that's what I was saying. I'm going to go over all these things. Here's one for $18. 0% to 10% salt refractometer. Well, we're not doing a salt refractometer. See, we're not doing a refractometer for salinity, right? This is a perfect one here. 0 to 32 bricks, wort, specific gravity refractometer, beer, fruit juice, wine, sugar test. That's the perfect one. That one's only $1,529, and it'll do the job just as good as the $10,000 one. And there are more expensive ones. I guess I could make it do it by cost, huh? By format, buy it now, best match. Well, I don't think it's, they should have like a do it by price. Oh, here's one, over $150. So here's a refractometer, $2,950. I think you don't have to use any of these type of refractometers. Here's a refractometer for $207. This one probably will give you the same reading as that $15 one. There's one for $155. Matter of fact, that's one of the ones I have. It's a Richard refractometer, you know. And this is for cooling batteries. You can get them for fruit and vegetables too. This is a range from 50 to 90 bricks. You don't really want that, because the bricks is way too high and it's not for what you want. Here's a perfect one here, zero, because you want it from 0 to 32. It's not perfect. This is $159.25. Now, you can buy that one if you want to, but the $15 one will do the same thing. So go to my website, check it out, invisiblegardener.com. Membership is free, right? You can just sign up. You'll get all the good stuff. I have over 20 books. You'll be able to access me. You don't really need to join. You can just come online and talk to me. So I'll be coming back next week. I got to sign off now, because I have to get ready to do my coming show, which is the cosmic spaceship. And I don't think my chatting thing is working, because I don't see any chatting thing. But the engineer should tell me, well, now's the time. You're going to have to get off to do this. So why don't I'm just going to go ahead and leave and get it done. Okay, see you guys later. Have a nice day. Bye.